sinking in. Broken heart, busted strings.
That's from the new album from Gregory Alan Isakoff. The album's called Appaloosa Bones. The tune is called Miles to Go. Prior to that, just in case something sounded familiar there in that Booker T. and Priscilla Jones song Time, it was the piano chords that were composed by Rita Coolidge and then appropriated by drummer Jim Gordon and used, appended to the tune Layla, and he took credit for it, apparently. I didn't know any of this until a couple of weeks ago. but apparently he took credit for composing that, but it was in fact composed by Rita Coolidge, sister of Priscilla. So we heard Time from the album Chronicles, Booker T. and Priscilla Jones. Prior to that, yeah, surprising, I was doing my moody piano set, and I threw in some Spooky Tooth. The only instrumental that I know by Spooky Tooth, excluding things on that crappy Ceremony record. And Chris Stainton replaced Gary Wright after that awful third album. And he was the keyboardist on that. And he composed the title track of the album The Last Puff by Spooky Tooth. If you like Spooky Tooth, I highly recommend The Last Puff, with the exception of their atrocious rendition of I'm the Walrus. Ethan Iverson Trio before that. Ethan, the original pianist in The Bad Plus. We heard This Was Nearly Mine from his album Deconstruction Zone. McFab from something new from them. They've got a bunch of new recordings on Bandcamp. We heard Bring Back Boris from their collection Snapshot Cadillac. Gus Bodenheim reading the listener mailbag. Gus will be back next week, getting back to topical matters. My name's Erwin. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. I will be introing tonight's encore edition of 7-Second Delay momentarily. Stay tuned for that. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 7-Second Delay. Okay, so Ken asked me to read this. Tonight on 7-Second Delay, Ken and Andy present a long-lost episode known as Andy's Shea Stadium Fantasy, although a better title would be Andy's Beatlesque Groupie Fantasy. This episode originally aired November 13th, 2019, but had to be removed from the WFMU archives because several phone numbers went over the air in the form of dial tones. Those dial tones have now been removed, and we can finally re-air and archive Andy's sick, twisted fantasy of emceeing for the Beatles at Shea Stadium while MC groupies fawn all over him. The originally planned clip show for tonight will be aired next Wednesday. Here then is Andy's Shea Stadium Fantasy from November 13th, 2019.
The second I turned the microphone on, you moved 10 feet away.
Yeah.
That's, why did you?
It's called playing hard to get.
Yeah, move, there you go, closer to the mic. It makes it hard for me to introduce the show. I opened the mic and you moved 10 feet away.
Yeah. Something called style. A little something called style. Make the audience lean into the radio. Make them want more.
I see.
Make them strain to hear what we're saying.
Gotcha. Oh.
That way it'll mean more to them.
Did you pick this up at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
You know, you can scream or you can whisper. What do you think would be more effective?
Whispering.
Yeah.
I've learned so much from you. Hey, well, you will be happy to know that the Bob Dylan death box on the wall, the break glass in case of Dylan death, has the new Bob Dylan death tape in it.
And I'll be happy to know that. Let's see if I am. You just told it to me. Let's see if your prediction is correct. Am I happy? Let me see. Give me a minute. Nope. You're off by 3 or 4 emotions.
Are you surprised?
Nope.
That it's in there?
Nope.
Nothing? What do you feel?
I've already moved on.
Okay.
So if Bob Dylan dies, who's ever on the air, their instructions are...
Break the glass. Take the thumb drive out.
And play it. And that's the next hour of airtime.
Yeah, and it starts with I Shall Be Released. So it starts with a song. It ends with a song. It ends with whatever.
Have all your winged monkeys, your minions, have they all agreed to do that, to follow your instructions?
More or less.
Do they know about it?
Yeah, kinda. It's implied. It's implicit that they'll do it.
So now our fans are just on hooks, on tender hooks. They can't wait for Dylan to keel over.
Yeah.
Is there a health update on Dylan? How's he doing?
I think he's doing fine.
Is he 77 now? 78?
Yeah, mid-70s, wow. Yeah.
On his never-ending tour?
I mean, he's not in as good shape as you are, but he's in pretty good shape.
I just had one of those cardiovascular tests. Have you had one of those?
Oh, yes.
Put down a treadmill?
A stress test.
Stress test, yeah.
Yeah. How did you do?
I buried the needle.
What does that mean? Is that good or bad?
I think
that's bad.
I don't know.
Bury the needle.
I don't know.
I saw you dancing at your son's bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
And you were doing great.
Yeah. The secret to dancing,
uh-huh.
Being a good dancer, don't move your feet. A lot of people make the mistake. They start moving their feet.
I think you were moving your feet.
They get exhausted after just a few minutes.
I have video proof, and I'm pretty sure you were moving your feet. You were doing some kind of line dance.
Yeah.
You were.
My kids organized a flash dance, a surprise flash dance for my son at his bar mitzvah.
Oh, is that what was going on? I could not figure it out.
It was a surprise that we actually rehearsed it.
Wow.
Has your staff ever done a surprise line dance for you at a flash dance at one of your staff meetings?
Not anymore.
No, you've banned them?
Yeah, they used to do that all the time.
Yeah. That's one meeting I would have gone to.
You would not.
Don't miss the flash dance.
Well, tonight's program.
Very special. I know you're excited too.
Yeah, you've been waiting for this a long, long time.
Yeah, it's been our fantasy, right, Ken? You and me? We've had in common for a while.
No, I think it's your fantasy.
Yeah,
you and me. I explained the whole idea of tonight's program to my wife last night.
Yeah.
You want to know what she said?
Will she be calling? What line will she be on?
No, I don't think she's going to be calling.
No, what did she say?
She said, you agreed to that? That was her response.
Well, she's an empowered woman. We're looking for three non-empowered women.
Okay. Well, yes.
We're looking for women that are so cool, they will indulge an old man, his little fantasy.
Right. And Andy's fantasy, of course, is...
No, it's our fantasy. I mean, when Hank's not around, when your wife's not listening, you'll admit that it's your fantasy, too.
Not really.
That we share this.
No, this is
every DJ. I think every DJ, if they were being honest, and most of them wouldn't be honest... would admit that this is their fantasy. We want, you know, when you see the Beatles at Shea Stadium, uh-huh. Or the footage of the Beatles, yeah. In concert, mm-hmm. Aren't you a little envious? Don't you kind of wonder what that experience would be like? To be playing in front of just 60,000 young women screaming your name?
I have to admit, no.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think everyone has that fantasy. And that's what we're going to try to replicate here,
right.
To indulge you and me. We're just looking for. We're going to do a show. We're going to have a call-in show. We're going to have some kind of topic. I don't even remember what it is.
It doesn't even matter.
But we're going to do it. We're going to pretend we're at a stadium, at Shea Stadium. It's 1964.
Right.
Right? We have crowd noises.
We do have
we
crowd
can replicate
noises.
That.
Would you like to hear the crowd?
Let's
noises?
See how close we can get to that experience.
Would you like to hear
yeah,
the crowd noises?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can maybe put a little echo on our mics. Oh, this is fantastic.
And can you
put a little echo on our mics?
Yeah.
A little bit? Oh, this is great. Wait, let's start the show over. But
welcome to 7 second delay, everybody.
Thank you very much. Oh, this is fantastic. Great
Beatles,
to be here.
The Beatles will be right out. We're just going to do a little comedy.
There's nothing like doing a show for the home team, for the home crowd. Am I right, Ken?
You're right, Andy.
It's great to be back in New York. We love you, New York. It's going to be a fantastic show. We have a little banter for you, a little...
How come all the girls are yelling John and Paul's name, Andy?
We're gonna do something about that. We have a great topic that we're gonna get into. We're gonna give out phone numbers. We're gonna take calls.
Oh man, they want the topic.
We're gonna get to the topic in a minute. First, we have a little foreplay, a little banter that Ken and I like to do, a little comedy banter. And but what we need to complete the picture, that felt great, didn't it? Yeah. Just admit it felt great.
We did this at the UCB Theater.
No, but it wasn't like this. This sounded this.
I'm all for that.
This is all state of the art.
I got no problem with the reverb and the stadium noises.
Come on. That was a dream come true.
That was great.
Okay. You know what's missing?
What?
Girls.
Yelling John and Paul's name.
Well, I don't think they should be yelling our name. No, it would be Andy and Ken. We need girls to moan and sigh longingly.
You were not supposed to use the word moan.
Really? Why not? You think that will turn women off?
That'll make it even less likely that you'll get a woman.
But here's my deal. Here's my deal to any women listening. It doesn't have to be sincere. You just have to fake it for a few minutes.
Okay.
You know who's good at that?
Who?
Faking affection.
Who?
My wife is great at that.
Great. That's good. My wife, too.
It's an art form. Beth has raised it to an art form.
Yeah.
You would truly believe she was being sincere.
Beth and Hank must share notes.
Yeah. So we need three women to call 201. What is it?
201-209.
Hold on. I got to write this down. Wait. Let's get the crowd. I miss my crowd. We should do this every week.
201-209.
Yeah. 9368.
9368.
That number. Hey, do we have echo on our? That number again is 201. 209-9368. You kids are great. You kids are fantastic. Hey, you got to keep the aisles clear. The fire marshal's been talking to us. Seriously, we have to keep the aisles clear. Just don't press up against the stage. We're going to be here for a while. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock. We love you, too. Oh man, do you see that big banner hanging off the second tier there, Ken?
Yeah, I think it says "Go to Hell."
I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the one that says "Andy, comma, not Ken." I love you too.
I don't think that's what it says, Andy.
we need some girls to help us out, just to sigh longingly. My name and Ken's name.
I thought
201-209-9368. Let's take the first call. Thank you very much for helping us out.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, there's no one there.
Nobody there. I thought that maybe it might make it a little bit more likely that you could get women to call if you didn't use words like moan.
No, I guess they don't have to moan.
Or sigh. But
why not sigh?
You could make it more like they're trying to get your autograph. So it's more like an Andy.
Oh, they're trying to get my attention.
Andy.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
They're trying to get my attention.
Yeah. So you're making it non-sexual. That's the whole idea.
You're talking so fast. I got to write this down.
Make it non-sexual.
Why can't there be a little tinge of longing? I'm an old man. Just indulge an old man.
Okay. This is
all I get. It's as if I'm a... Look, I won't be around much longer. I'm a condemned man. It's my last request.
You're condemned?
Well, we're all condemned. We're all doomed to cut off careers and lives.
Well, I mean, everybody's going to die, but that doesn't mean you're condemned.
But I'm going there first. By the way, anybody that helps me out today, the first thing I do when I get to heaven, I'll take your grandma out for coffee.
That's it?
Yeah. I'll find your grandma up in heaven, and I'll treat her to a...
Coffee?
To a donut and coffee. I'll take her out. I'll play Mahjong with her.
How about ice cream?
Yeah, whatever your grandma wants.
Take her out for ice cream. So the phone number is 201-209-9368.
Wait, let's get the crowd. Why do you keep turning it off?
Okay. Turn on the crowd.
Yeah. I feel like we just did Can't Buy Me Love.
Hello, New York City!
We got a great show for you tonight. We're going to do a little banter, little back and forth, little small talk, and then we're going to give out the phone number and take some calls.
We said we're going to give out the phone number! They love that phone number.
They do.
Go ahead, give it out, Andy.
201. You guys fans of the 201 area code? And here comes the prefix.
They're
209.
They're chanting 201.
Yeah. And you know the rest of it. Say it with me.
9-3-6-8.
Woo! We love you, New York. Any, wait. That's my button.
Wow, Andy really loves the crowd noises.
I do.
And Andy has
been
talking about this show for months.
We need the Shea Stadium show.
He keeps saying, like, next week we can do the Shea Stadium show, right?
We need females to just say our name.
Andy's name.
To complete the picture. Andy and Ken.
You can say my name if you want. I prefer to be the Ringo.
People were chanting Ringo. People were calling for Ringo at
Shea
Stadium.
Could hardly hear him.
They were my kind of gals, the Ringo gals. 201-209-9268. We need girls on the phone.
Wow, they're chanting "Go to Hell."
That's our little catchphrase.
Wow,
they know our catchphrase.
Great.
You people love the show? Do you love the show? Well, let me tell you something. The show loves you.
Wow, this is like magic, Andy.
Long-time listeners, first-time callers. We have any first-time callers out there? This one's for you. All we need are some good... All we need is some women.
Andy's living his little fantasy here, and all we
it's
need
It's not
are...
quite complete. I need a couple of women in the front row just breathlessly chanting my name.
Trying to get Andy's attention for an autograph.
201-209-9368. Well, you want to start taking calls? You want to just find a topic and just start taking calls?
Well, I thought we wanted to get women, right?
I don't know the sequence of events. Do you really think we're not going to get anyone?
It's going to be tough. It's
Tell me why. Explain to me why.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm a Neanderthal. Explain to me.
Because it's demeaning to women.
Why? To indulge a man, to indulge a guy that they...
Yeah, to engage
Whose company they've shared every Wednesday.
To pretend. You're asking women to pretend.
Yes.
That
they're fans of mine.
That they long for you.
Yes,
and that
exactly.
They lust for you.
So many. That's what the basis of every relationship in the world. You have to fake a little enthusiasm. I have a relationship with my listeners. At least I thought I did. I sort of was hoping, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That it would happen. You know, we've been doing this for 30 years or so.
Yeah.
I thought it would happen organically sometimes.
Spontaneously.
Yeah, like
that
long
women,
before this.
Women would just start calling in and repeating.
They couldn't believe that they were talking to me.
Repeating your name.
That they were sharing the same phone line.
Oh, my God. Is it Andy Breckman, the legend?
I just want women to... Andy. Because at Shea Stadium, of course, they were just crying. Just going, George.
Yeah. Just
George,
like in Gimme
John.
Shelter, in Gimme Shelter, there was that groupie outside Mick Jagger's trailer, and she was just going, Mickey, 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 Mickey.
Where's she now? Maybe she could transfer some of that
she's dead,
adoration.
She's
you think
dead.
She is?
Yeah, she's dead.
I need that woman's daughter to call. 201-209-9368. Who's going to go Andy outside my trailer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, there's our call. Come on, let's take it. 201-209-9368. Oh, Nick just put her through. Oh, Nick. Let's take the call.
Where the heck is Nick? There's Nick. Okay.
Here we go.
No, he's screening.
No, What's the screen?
Nick is screening. He's doing his job. You know, it might be
Nick,
a guy.
If it's gender B, if it's the second sex, we'll take it.
Gender B is female?
Yeah.
Why not gender A?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You are pathetic.
Females alphabetically before male.
Oh, for the love of God.
This is why women...
My sad little woke friend. Oh, please, some women call.
Your sad little insufferably woke friend.
You bet. 201-209-9368. And I see you have Hank trained. And you agreed to that? I see you have her exactly where you want her.
Yep.
Okay, let's just put this woman
on
the phone.
Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Andy?
There she is.
I long for you.
Okay, we're going to put you right in the front row, right by the stage.
Okay.
You have a great seat.
All we need is, and you gave, what's your name?
My name is Delia, Andy.
Delia, did you give your phone number to Nick?
Wait, why do we need Delia's phone number?
So that we can call her back once we have two more women.
No, Delia's going to hang around.
Okay, Delia, you're going to hang around while we try to get
Nick, don't ask for phone numbers. That's going to, no, Nick, right. Don't ask for phone numbers.
No phone numbers, Nick.
Nick, by all that's holy, that's going to scare him off more than anything. Did Nick get that message?
I believe so.
Okay, let's take the next
well,
line.
Nick is screening the next
Nick,
call.
You don't need their phone number.
Now, for better effect, I'm going to take the stadium noises down.
Why? Tell me why. I miss
them. So that when we start the show, we'll have the full effect.
Okay, fine. Delia, where are you calling from?
I'm from Buffalo.
Delia, we really appreciate you calling. And thank you for indulging my little fantasy. Every DJ's fantasy. I'm the only honest DJ you're ever going to meet.
Okay,
Delia. That sometimes
everybody needs it. Everybody needs it, but who will admit to it these days? Not Uncle
Ken. I'm your biggest fan.
God bless you, Delia. Wait, let's get. Oh, there's somebody else with the VIP seat. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi, thank you very much. You're in the front row, and we can't wait for you to join the chorus.
What's your name, caller number two?
My name is Lee.
Sorry, what is it?
P, like
P. Okay.
No, I think she said T.
Even David, but not David.
D.
I'm gonna say
D E E.
That's my girl. She's one of my groupies.
Delia and
Andy,
D.
You can call me anything.
That's how you do it.
All right.
That's
so
exactly
now,
how you do it.
Now Pamela said that I could call her if we had two women, so I'm gonna call Pamela.
Oh, this is great, Pam. I knew.
What's her name again?
It's Pam, and then we have Dee and Delia.
Yeah.
The holy trinity of groupies. Now, will Pam not pick up? Pam, does Pam know this number?
Yeah, Pam knows that she
Your
knew.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Maybe she got stuck in traffic. You know, there's
leave Pam a message.
There's 80,000 people, most of them women, in the stadium.
Leave Pam a message.
I shall.
Please record your message.
Go ahead.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Pam, it's Andy and Ken. We're calling from Shea Stadium. There are 80,000 people here, but there's one person, the most important person, missing.
Only 50,000, Pam.
Only 50,000. I miscounted. But we're missing you. Please join us as soon as you can. Thanks.
201-209-9368, Pam.
Okay, here we go. Wait, who's that third caller?
Oh. That was Pam.
Should we try to get another
Yeah, we
another
need
groupie?
Three. This is your fantasy, right? Three? I gave you a picture
doesn't
of
work with two.
Three women.
There's women. Oh, Ken has a picture of three scantily clad women.
Well, they're not scantily clad.
Yeah.
They're fully clothed.
Yeah, it's cold.
So there's a he got it from
cool.
his he took a picture down from his special wall in
no,
his
this
office.
Was in the scrap paper bin. It's the same woman. Three shots.
Now, Dee and Delia, have you ever had a crush on a rock star and gone to a concert and let it all loose?
No.
Why don't people do that anymore? Why is that era over?
Delia and Dee, will you please explain to Andy why that is?
The age of innocence, has it gone forever?
Well, first of all,
once you've met your first quote unquote rock star, your illusions are shattered.
I guess that's true. That's why you and I shouldn't really be talking.
Well, it does still happen for one thing, Andy.
Well, it happens when you're 8 years old, I guess.
Why?
I mean, young girls still watch Nickelodeon.
There's still groupies. There are still groupies. It's a little bit more hidden now than it was.
Whatever happened, you know what's so funny is the Me Too movement has just completely leapfrogged over rock and roll, hasn't it?
That's like
true. You never hear anyone say, I got to tell you something, 1972, Mick Jagger was very rude to me.
I know. It really has bypassed the whole music industry, except for R. Kelly. And then there was one other.
But the
woman from The Runaways?
Oh, that's right. Kim Fowley. Yeah, Kim Fowley with The Runaways. But Kim Fowley's dead. But his reputation got destroyed.
You know, a couple members of Led Zeppelin, they were very rude to me at a hotel once about 30 years ago. They said, you just don't hear those stories.
I know. It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Why? Because it's just a joke is why. Because nobody's really outraged. It's just mock outrage.
I disagree. I don't
know. Oh, it's just pretend. Most of it's just pretend. Oh, I'm so outraged. He hugged me too hard. Where's the camera? Where's MSNBC?
Wow, this is really going to make a third woman want to call.
They will. It. You'll see they will. 201-209-9368. We need Pam. Where's Pam?
Should we try Pam one more time?
Yeah. You think she'll pick up?
Usually by the third or fourth time.
Yeah.
They'll answer and say, stop calling.
At 5 a.m. when they're groggy and and confused, that's the best time to strike.
Oh, come on,
Well,
Pam.
Maybe she's busy. Isn't she at work? It's the West Coast, right?
Yeah, she is at work.
Well, she's not going to sit in her cubicle and moan our names.
She can whisper. I thought that you said whispering is better.
Whispering's pretty hot.
All right, well, are you ready to go with Delia and
Dee?
Yeah, but wait, you want to try to get one more woman? 201-209-9368.
Hey, I think you might have to get one more.
Yeah, I do think we need one more.
So maybe if you lower the bar.
Wait, who has to go?
Delia.
No. Okay, we got to roll. We're going to roll.
Okay, ready?
Okay, we're going to do our show.
Hurry,
yeah, Delia. No, Delia. Whatever you have to do, it can wait. They just canceled.
No, it can't.
They just can't. They just called me, and they're running late.
Okay, are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to give Delia and Dee some stage instructions here?
They know what they're doing. They've been fans of mine. They've been dreaming about this moment as long as I have.
Okay.
They know exactly
Oh, and what do we want people to call in about?
Well, I'll tell you when we're rolling.
Okay.
Okay. You want to start the show over?
Oh, you want to start? You want to start everything over?
Yeah. Let's just do it. Okay, Delia. You just hang with us. Here we go. Okay. Now cut to the end. There it is. Crowd noise. Lots of echo. Here we go.
Okay, Andy, we're on.
Where's our crowd? There it is.
Hello, New York!
Welcome to 7 Second Delay.
The Beatles will be right out.
You guys feel like rocking? You guys feel like rocking to some high concept call-in stunt radio? Okay, girls. Hang on, girls. Wait, we have to get started.
You can't wait.
I'd like to take a moment and give a special shout-out to two very special women in the audience tonight.
Oh, we love you.
Delia and Dee. They're somewhere in the crowd. I'm so glad you're here. It means the world to me that you're here.
So the Beatles will be right out, but right now we're going to take a couple of calls.
Yeah, we want to hear. We want to hear from our listeners.
Your worst concert experience?
Nah.
Your worst teacher?
Yeah, the worst teacher you ever had. That's a good topic, Ken. That's us thinking on our feet.
So everybody who's in the crowd, feel free to call us up.
201-209-9368. Tell us about the worst teacher you ever had. So, Ken, how was your week?
It's been great, Andy. I've been kind of nervous about tonight's show. But now that we're on stage, I'm fine.
You know what's got me through this week? Kept me focused?
What, Andy?
The love I felt from Delia and Dee. The support.
I think Delia...
The unconditional affection.
Is that Delia with the road manager over there?
Yeah. Delia's a free spirit. She can go wherever she wants. Hey, let's take this call.
No, that's Delia, Hank. That was Delia.
Hanging up?
She hung up.
Wait, yeah. We lost Delia?
We did.
Oh, Andy, I'm still here.
Wait, no, but who's this other call?
D is still here.
And who's that third call?
That's a guy. Are you? Would you accept a guy calling your name as well?
It just doesn't seem like it's the same thing. It's not quite the fantasy that I've been having for 30 years.
Oh, Andy, don't lose the will to live.
I'm here. I'm here. Thank you, D.
So the phone number is 201-209-9368.
The best damn phone number in the whole damn country. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Andy, why do you keep letting Ken take all the best lines? Oh, Andy.
I'd like to dedicate my next zinger.
To D.
Thank you for remembering my name.
I wrote it down.
Wow, you really did.
Yeah.
You must have a lot of groupies to write their names down.
I love A. I'm fond of B. C's pretty hot. But no one compares, at least in my mind, to D. This one's for you, D. This phone call's for you. Let's take this call.
We have no calls, Andy.
What happened to the guy?
He
couldn't take the heat.
He couldn't.
He couldn't stand it. We need callers that can take the heat, that can join us on stage. 201-209-9368. We are live from Shea Stadium.
And the topic is, who was your worst teacher?
Great topic, Ken.
Thank you, Andy.
Great topic.
And thank you, D, for hanging in there. I know we don't treat our groupies that great.
You treat us terrible.
Thanks for not reporting us. Thanks for not posting video of last night on social media.
Thanks for not writing a tell-all memoir.
Yet.
Let's take this call. Nick, we're not taking phone numbers. We're just putting them through.
No calls, Andy.
Yeah,
I think people really are just excited to see the Beatles. Don't worry.
The Beatles will be out.
The Fab Four will be right out.
The Beatles said we could do 4 or 5 hours if we wanted to. The Beatles are big fans of ours, always been supportive.
Yay, Andy.
Thank you, D.
All right, Andy, we have our first call.
Okay.
Hi, Danger, you're on the air.
Yo, what up? It's Danger. How y'all doing, man?
Danger, you're going to have to speak up. There are 50,000 screaming fans here.
I said, somebody scream! Yo, what's up?
What's up, Danger?
Danger, have you had a bad experience with a teacher?
I'm sorry.
People, you're going to have to let Danger talk. People, please. We're trying to do a show up here.
Andy, when you're talking, it's just silent. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, D. I love you, too. Danger, do you have a story you want to share about a bad teacher?
I got two little quips.
Go ahead. You're going to have to speak up.
Hit us, Danger, and shout, why don't you?
Hey, yo, check this out. So I had Mrs. Moidente in the sixth grade.
Mrs. Moidente.
Mrs. Moidente.
She'd always go like this. She'd go, sixth grade, you're bothering me.
Uh-huh.
And then I have one more.
Well, that's all. We can all relate to that story. What'd you guys think of that story? We got another story for you. Hang on. Another story from Danger.
Danger, people love that story.
Here's another one from Danger. Go ahead. He saved the best for last. Go ahead, Danger.
Go ahead, Danger.
Coming in hot. Yo, so in fifth grade, I had Mr. Stanley, right?
Mr. Stanley.
She was legitimately a good person. She was like 80, and she drove a Corvette.
Uh-huh.
80 years old. 80 years old, people, and he drove a Corvette.
Anytime you'd have a problem, she'd lean down.
Can't hear a word he's saying, but I still love it.
He said, anytime you had a math problem, Mr. Stanley would lean down.
Oh, it was Mrs. Stanley.
Mrs. Stanley.
Mrs. Stanley, even better. It was a woman.
Great story, Danger. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you, Danger.
Okay. What'd you guys think of Danger? Hey, we have another very, very special guest. Dee, are you still with us?
I am. You welcome them, Andy. You go, boy.
This one's for you, Dee. We're going to take another call right now. 201-209-9368. We're looking for more groupies. We're looking for more calls. We're talking about the worst teacher you ever had.
You stand around and give him hugs and reinforcements just like being married.
You're doing great, Dee. You're the best groupie Andy's ever had.
That lives.
I'm serious, Dee, and if Andy doesn't show you enough appreciation, it's not because he doesn't love you. It's just that he doesn't.
There's no room on the bus.
Yeah, no room on the bus.
Let's take that next call.
Charles in New Orleans.
Hey, everybody, it's Charles calling from New Orleans.
Charles!
Woo!
Hey, hello.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charles, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Charles is going to tell us about the worst teacher he ever had. Go ahead, Charles.
But I had a sixth-grade teacher that had a reptile tanks and fish tanks.
Reptile tank. A reptile tank. Insane.
Yeah, man. Reptiles. Didn't have any behavior marks.
Did she have a horned iguana, Charles?
Yes, there was an iguana.
Woo! Are there any iguana fans out here tonight?
Oh, my God. There's a lot of iguana fans. They're chanting iguana. Iguana, 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 iguana.
The Beatles are just off stage shaking their heads. They can't compete. How are they going to follow this?
Anyway, Charles, finish your story.
So if you didn't get into trouble over the course of the quarter, you got to watch the snake eat instead of the mouse.
Oh, if you didn't get the answer right, you had to watch the snake eating the mouse.
Fantastic. That's a bad teacher. What a great call. What a great story.
Thank you, Charles.
What'd you guys think of that story all the way from New Orleans? That's Charles.
Yay, Charles.
Oh, Andy, you're such a great question asker.
Thank you very much, Dee.
Man, Dee loves you, Andy. Oh,
Dee appreciates me.
Oh, I
Dee.
Do.
Dee, and I appreciate you right back. 201-209-9368. We're looking for additional groupies. I'm too much a man for just one groupie. And we're talking about the worst teacher you ever had. Let's take another call.
Christian in Bloomfield.
Hey, everybody, it's Christian calling from Bloomfield.
I got a teacher story, and I've got my own microphone and amp plugged in right now.
Fantastic.
Oh, great. Thank you, Christian. Go ahead.
Yeah, so in the third grade, I had a real hippy-dippy teacher.
Hey, Christian, hang on a second. We have another groupie on the line. It's Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, my gosh. With Pam and Dee, I'm the strongest man alive, thanks to these two wonderful women.
Wait, I thought there were three. I thought I was number three.
Well, Delia had another concert to go to.
Yeah, she ran off with the road manager.
Yeah. Pam, there'll be someone else.
It's like Bruce Berry always got all the gals.
But Pam, meanwhile, we need you to do, this week we need you to do on the air what you normally do off the air. Just whisper and moan my name quietly to yourself.
Don't use the word moan.
You're getting what you're getting. Andy.
You can chant. Yeah, chanting is good. Andy, I think we have a third groupie.
Oh, here we go.
Christian, hang on a second. Because we have Sophia on the line. Sophia from New Mexico. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
Hey, Sophia, thanks so much for calling. Welcome to the tour bus.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sophia.
Sophia, I have a seat for you right in front of the stage, right next to Dee and Pam.
Okay, so Sophia and Pam and Dee, please show your love for Andy. And Christian, tell us about that worst teacher you ever had.
All right, yeah. Worst teacher I ever had.
Miss Cabrio, third grade, real hippy-dippy lady.
Miss Cabrio.
My bagel because it wasn't a fruit during snack time.
Oh, you couldn't eat a bagel because it wasn't a fruit. That is... That's how that's how things started in Munich, 1938. Am I right, everybody?
Hey,
wait, let me just say to my groupies, my three groupies, that no matter what I say, I'm going to try to shush you. I'm going to try to talk over you. But you don't stop. You're relentless. You're an unstoppable force of nature. So whatever I say, you just keep chanting my name.
So this is all part of your fantasy?
Yeah.
So okay. you can treat them badly and they just keep...
Watch. Girls, you got to let me talk. Girls, I can't even think. Girls, I'm just one man. Girls, please. We have another call we're going to take. Girls, please. Give me a little space. 201-209-9368.
Thank you, Christian, for that great call.
What'd you guys think of Christian? Girls, you're going to have to let me take this next call. Girls, I love you. Just give me a second here. Girls, I have a job to do.
Andy,
Sophia,
Andy,
Pam, please.
Andy,
let's take this other call. 201-209-9368. Girls, I have to banter with my friend Ken.
Andy.
The phone number is 201-209. Gals, 209.
Gals, please, let Ken give the phone number out. You people want to hear the phone number?
Andy.
Here it comes. Go ahead, Ken.
It's 201-209-9368.
We want to hear about the worst teacher you ever had. Ken, do you have a story you'd like to share about a bad teacher?
I just wanted to ask the crowd, whose idea of a good time is going to Madison, New Jersey and breaking into the Breckman House?
Unfortunately, we no longer live in Madison. We moved from Madison about 5 seconds ago. Girls, please, let me talk to Ken. Girls, I love you. Just give me a second here. Ken, do you have any bad teachers that you remember?
I do, Andy, but they were all bad because they were boring. And the ones who were crazy.
I can tell you learned a lot from them.
Yes,
am I right, ladies and gentlemen? They love the zingers, man. That zinger was for you, New York.
I feel like they're not even hearing the zingers.
We don't want zingers. We want Andy.
Hang on, girls. Girls, I've got to do the zingers for the people.
So we're waiting for another phone call about your worst teacher at 201-209-9368. Pam and Dee and Sophia, stay behind the rope. We're trying to do a radio show.
How would you like Andy to tell you about his worst teacher? Would you like that?
Oh. Andy.
Just saying, go. Go ahead,
Andy.
Seventh grade.
Andy.
In seventh grade, people, you gotta let me talk. Seventh, please, people. Seventh grade. I had a teacher, Mr. Corcoran, an English teacher.
Andy.
He asked us to do a book report, and I did my book report in comic book form. I drew the book report. I wouldn't just write it out. Everybody zigs. What do? We zag. Am I right, everybody? They give us lined paper. What do? We write the other way.
Andy.
Mr. Corcoran, he didn't understand me. Didn't like me. I had to take summer school that year. I had to come back to the school. Finish my English.
Because Mr. Corcoran didn't accept your book report?
As a final project, that's right. Hey, we have another call. Would you like us to take another call? Okay, New York, here's a call, another call. We have time for a couple more.
It's Kevin in Columbus. Welcome to the air, Kevin.
Hey, everybody, say hello to Kevin.
Hey, I'm Kevin Clark.
Speak up, Kevin. There's 50,000 people here.
Sophia, Pam, Delia, please, please, let me concentrate. Let me do the show.
Delia's
after the
not
show.
There anymore, Andy.
I mean, D, after the show, I'm all yours, I promise. We'll go back to the Riot House. That's what I call the Hyatt Hotel.
Kevin, how you doing? Kevin, you got to speak up.
Hey, Kevin, you love the show? Do you love the show, Kevin? Kevin, do you love the show? Kevin, I can't hear you. Do you love the show?
Yes.
He said he loves the show.
I had to let Kevin go. He was too soft.
He was too intimidated. Delia.
D. Delia's gone. Cross out Delia's name.
Delia might be back.
She ran off with Bruce Berry.
Sophia, Pam, D. I love you too. Girls, let me give the phone number out again. Girls, just let me do this. Girls, I have a job to do. 201-209. You want to hear the rest of this phone number, people? Here it comes. Say it with me.
9, 3, 6, 8.
Hang on, girls. Okay. Hey, we have another call.
Not yet, Andy.
Yeah, put them through. Nick, just send them through.
There's nobody to put through.
Hey, people. We want another call. Am I right, people?
I really think they just want the Beatles, Andy.
How about this? The next guy that calls can come back to the Hyatt Riot Hotel with me, Ken, Sophia, Pam, and Dee after the show.
I'm not going to be there.
Yeah. You're the one. The room's in your name. You have the room key.
I'll give you the key.
You kids are the greatest. This is the New York City audiences. They're the best audiences in the world. I've done a lot of radio shows, people.
What audiences come close to New York, Andy?
Cincinnati. That's the only one I can think of.
I don't think you should have mentioned Cincinnati.
Boo, Cincinnati. They're booing Cincinnati. All right, 201-209-9368. We want to talk to you about the worst teacher you've ever had.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
This is so exciting.
You love the show.
What's your name?
Corey.
Hey, everybody, it's Corey calling. And Corey has a story he's going to tell us.
Tell us your story, Corey.
Girls, let Corey talk. Girls. I love you, too. Just let Corey talk.
Andy.
Corey, tell us about your worst teacher.
Go ahead, Corey.
Andy.
Is this the greatest dream, Andy?
Well, Corey, you were never really a part of my fantasy. I'm trying to get my head around it now. My fantasy just took a little bit of a left turn.
Corey, go ahead and tell us about your worst teacher.
Oh,
hey, New York, should I hang up on Corey?
Yeah. Come on, Corey. Corey's gone.
Corey's history.
He's back.
Screw Corey.
Go back to Cincinnati, pal, where you belong.
Corey wasn't with the program. Oh, my God, they're screaming death to Corey.
You want us to take one more call? We have time for one more call. Let's take it. 201-209-9368. Girls, you've got to let me talk. Girls, we're trying to do a radio show.
Andy, I think you're going to have to give Pam and Dee and Sophia some individual attention sooner or later.
Well, we have a long bus trip ahead of us. We have a show in Albany tomorrow night.
Did you ever see Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember Harvey Keitel? From time to time, he gave Jodie Foster some individual attention.
Yeah, I should. I'm going to watch Taxi Driver right after the show and take notes.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of his character?
Kimosabi? What was the name of his
character? I'm just blanking on it.
No, I can't remember.
But you identified with him, huh?
Not really, no. I identified with Henry Crinkle. He was the main one I identified with in that movie.
I don't know that character.
Henry Crinkle.
Was that Albert Brooks?
No, that was Travis Bickle's pseudonym.
When he was asked by the Secret Service what his name was?
He said he was Henry Crinkle from Fairlawn, New Jersey.
How many of you people saw Taxi Driver? You like that movie?
We love it!
That's why we were just talking about it. We were just talking about it, me and Ken. You want us to talk about Taxi Driver some more? A lot of that, you talking to me, a lot of that was improvised. That's what I heard. You like that backstage anecdotes?
We have time for one more call. Anybody who's way up top, if you want to call in.
201-209-9368. We want to hear from you.
Who is your worst teacher? That's the topic tonight.
We're trying to stay on topic. Girls, you've got to let me do my show. Girls, this is a semi-professional radio show. 201-209-9368. Okay, let's take this call. Hi, you're on the air.
There's no call, Andy.
There's no call. I'm talking to nobody.
We need that one last call.
Should I tell my Mr. Corcoran story again? You want to hear that Mr. Corcoran story again?
Yeah.
Woo! Andy, you can keep telling the same story over and over.
That's right. I can just tell the story
over and over.
You never get tired of my story. That's what makes them so special.
Sure.
Seventh grade English class, Mr. Corcoran.
Yeah.
Final book report, counted for half our grade.
Uh-huh.
It had to be 10 pages long, single space.
Yeah.
Andy doesn't follow the rules. Andy doesn't listen to the man.
He's a free bird, baby.
I let my freak flag fly. I handed in my report in comic book form.
Andy's the best.
Thanks, gals.
Andy, we're getting the hook. We're getting the sign that our time is up. You want to go backstage with the gals?
You guys have been a wonderful audience.
The Beatles are coming right up.
We've had a wonderful time here at Shea Stadium.
All right, let's go backstage.
It's going to be...
Wow.
Let's say goodbye to our... Let's say thank you to our friends, Sophia, Pam, and Dee.
Give them some individual attention now, Andy. Tell Sophia what you love especially about her.
Sophia, when I look into your eyes,
yes,
I can see the most special, special woman in the world. And I just can't wait to watch you blossom and become everything that you're meant to be. Pam, when I look into your eyes, I see the most special woman in the world.
Wait.
I can't wait to watch you blossom, Pam, into the special person that you're meant to be.
That's what you said to Sophia.
D, when I look into your eyes, I see the most special woman in the world. I can't wait to watch you blossom into the special person that you meant to be.
All the girls.
You are three wonderful blessings.
Some of the boys.
I didn't know that you could all hear. I didn't know you could all hear each other's little moment there. Now I'm a little embarrassed. I didn't quite understand how this worked.
They're all standing right in front of you, Andy.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed we didn't get that encore that I was kind of hoping for.
Yeah. Well, we're just the opening act.
The crowd seems so hot. You'd think nobody in that crowd was yelling more.
Well,
I'm a little surprised, a little disappointed.
They locked the bathrooms about 8 hours ago.
Andy and Ken have left the building. You want to do a little more? You want to do a taste? You want to do one last encore? Do we have time?
Are you sure?
Yeah. We need a call.
I think we just lost Pam or Sophia or Dee. Who's still
I'll
with us?
I'll always be here, Andy.
I'll always be here, too.
Is that D?
It's D, and I've got the chloroform.
She's great.
Chloroform!
That's why D is my number one.
Okay, we have time for one more. You want one? You want one more call?
One more call! Woo! The phone number again, it's 201-209-9368.
Who will be our encore? Who will be our encore call? 201-209-9368. Nick, put him right through who's ever calling. We're just picking up. There it is. Let's take it. Okay. Hey, it's our encore call. What is your name, encore?
Mr. Brian.
Mr. Brian is on the phone.
Mr. Brian!
You want to hear Mr. Brian's story? We have time for one more. You ready for a story, New York? Go ahead, Brian.
Thank you to Andy and Ken, and thank you, everybody in New York, for this great, great hour of fun we had.
They love you, Brian! Everybody give it up for Brian!
Thank you, D.
Oh,
thank
D,
you,
Andy
Sophia.
Loves you right back, I swear. Go ahead, Brian. Tell us the story of your worst teacher.
Thank you, everybody.
Brian, tell us about your worst teacher.
He is. He's talking.
Everybody, you want me to hang up on Brian?
We can't hear a word he's saying. It's going to be...
Brian sucks! Brian sucks! Brian sucks! Brian sucks! It's so much fun being able to lead a chant.
D, Sophia, Pam, we love you. Thank you so much. Jeremiah, thank you for producing this amazing concert.
Thank you, D.
We love you, Andy.
It's going to be a bit of a letdown next week, Ken.
Yeah.
Just be me and you.
Yeah.
You're going to have to fill in. You're going to have to give me the love that D, Pam, and Sophia were giving me.
I can do it. I know I can do it.
All right. Well, thanks very much, all of you. Who wants to hear our theme song before we go?
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Coming up next, it's Matt Fivesh with Weekly World Blues. And then it's Dave the Spaz filling in for Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
Shut up. Shut up.
And this is the sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Hello, pretty baby. How did your vacation go? You know I longed to be with you because I really missed you so. You must have many things to tell me, but only one I yearn to know. Shall we dance, pretty baby? And does your love for me remain? It's been a long, hot summer with no one to entertain. I'd just really boss to hold your hand, baby, dance and talk with you again. for now. But I shall call you on the phone. I want to tell you how boss it was to have been your chaperone. And if you choose me for your steady, darling, you'll never walk alone.
Stop the side, we get on something to eat. Now, when we got food, let's look here. It's a Yale sandwich, what's happening? And I told him, whoa! Well, the old folks boogie, and the children too. Don't know about a boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie, celebrate the day. Now, you know, last night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talk. I heard Papa tell Mama. Then I heard Mama got him, she told Papa. Well, Mama told Papa about something she heard. He said, look at him, Mama. I don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie. I'm gonna boogie. Celebrate a day. All right, let's boogie one time now. Hit it.